And here we are talking about a cash crop, which brings 90% of the total revenue for the country, and an activity which occupies 80% of the population. So it is a catastrophe if things go wrong. As far as the UN is concerned, we have been very, very much in touch with the population to see where we are most needed by a population which has been forgotten in a way or another.
How can you do it in light of the current financial crisis and given the fact that donors are somewhat reluctant to help Guinea-Bissau as long as the situation remains unclear?
Yes, well, to wait for a full restoration of constitutional order or to have a democratic process in place, that's one thing. But to have also a plan to intervene on a humanitarian level to help the population, it's another one. And they are not mutually exclusive. And I give you examples. Recently, we had a very red alarm on cholera epidemics. Why? Because there was a shortage of clean water and there was no electricity. So we had to pump up the water so that the hospitals can be running and have electricity and the water also. So UNICEF and other bodies in the UN had to intervene and the EU to see how we can keep the pumps running. That's one example to avert the cholera epidemics. Secondly, where food security is concerned, with the late rains, it would have been impossible for the Bissau Guineans to survive had they not been assisted by UN to give them seeds. So we have been able to provide seeds to 10,000 families, especially families where women are in charge of those families, to avert, again, the starvation is very important. Thirdly, well, I can go on with quite a number of examples, but let me mention very quickly the youth and women employment program. This is a very, very serious program because at least there we don't need to listen to any kind of political statement from XYZ. We don't need any authorization for left and right. You go straight to people who need and who can have a multiplying effect. If you help women to get employed, they will help the youth to continue to be employed and they will feed the families. That's the bottom line. And we have to make sure that we intervene where we can see a positive effect to the whole population.
So you're helping them in the best of your capacity, but yet the situation there is very contradictory. On one side, you have the starving population. On the other side, you have the military in power who seem to be very comforted by this situation where the country is facing lots of uncertainty and apparently helping them getting full control of the income of the drug trafficking.
Again, here, I think it's the wrong impression. It's not all the military who are rich or who get the money because of the drug trafficking. No. The large part of the military are just part of the population who have no sufficient income to deal with their life. So therefore, when you talk about drug trafficking and so on, it's just a group of people, not only a group of military. It's a group of people who have no clean hands and such. But what's worrying today is that when you have people who are destitute, who have no money, no, nothing to eat, who can hardly dress their children and will send them to school and so on, and we have a situation where democratically something's wrong. And we say, let's wait and see. So IMF says, hang on. The World Bank says, hang on. The ADB says, hang on. The EU says, hang on. So we have to continue to see how do we intervene in the social life of the people to make sure that nothing happens to them. The big projects, the infrastructures and all these big ones, definitely not.
How can you perform your functions in the country at the same time where you know that the political and international actors have different positions towards the current government, the previous government, and the military? Even the UN position is not very clear.
You are absolutely right, because it's not only international, it's even internally. So you have internal divisions. They don't agree on transition, not all of them. The international divisions come to even exacerbate further the internal divisions. And that's very damaging because, you see, that's what I've been telling the council. If you have the divisions of that magnitude, you cannot control the manipulations which can just follow within the circles of the transition. Because for them, the longer it takes, the better.